Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. There is a piece of malware that affects iOS devices, but it's actually not really, it's not malware in the traditional sense that it's something that you're necessarily going to like pick up if you just using your phone necessarily. It's essentially exploiting the fact that you can. So one of the things you can do with your iPhone is you hook it up to iTunes on your computer, and you can actually install apps from that apps that you've bought previously, backup or whatever. Now it's possible to if malware gets on your system that essentially they can do some stuff, essentially man in the middling the DRM, right? And coming up with a way to allow installation of things that maybe you didn't ask for, as part of this process. So basically your computer would have to get infected, and then you'd have to plug your phone into, to get infected. So this is probably not something that a lot of people are going to get, going to get impacted by. Well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's an attack vector, and it's definitely something to watch out for. But it does point out, an issue with Apple's DRM that Apple probably needs to fix. But there's lots of other devices out there, that probably won't. And I don't know whether you can fix it with an iOS upgrade or whatever. I don't know enough about the issue to comment one way or the other. But it is. It's a problem, and these are the kinds of things that hackers, if somebody's really trying to target you, this is one of those things that they could use, right? They know you hook up your computer to iTunes or your phone to iTunes at some point, and if they can infect your computer, then they can get on your phone. So it is possible, right, to of course do all of these things, but is it something that you might see in the wild? Well, maybe if you go to some sketchy parts of the internet and you try and I can envision maybe somebody creating a sideload iTunes type store or something to sideload things on your computer or on your phone. So as long as you're not doing stuff like that, you probably not have much to worry about here. But it is something that one would hope that Apple would issue a fix for, because that could be used in all kinds of ways. I mean, again, I guess if you lose physical access to your phone, somebody else plugs your phone into their computer that is infected with this stuff or can do this stuff, then that might be an issue. So I think, I don't think the average person has much to worry about here. There could be some stuff here, but it's interesting just again how like the hackers are trying to exploit any possible way that they can to get into these devices that are a lot more secure than the computers. But it's a kind of thing that like determined hackers will do. They'll get in one way, and then they'll move laterally and then get into something that's a little bit higher value. So I guess just watch out for this and something you can do, of course, if you're a Checkpoint customer, you can use mobile threat prevention to help at least detect when these sorts of things have happened. It'd be interesting to see, if that process installs something, then mobile threat prevention, I would presume would catch it. But anyway, it's interesting to see this it's only a matter of time before they'll find something worse, I'm sure. But just watch out for the iOS malware. It's called Ace Deceiver. So it's I suppose it could be coming, hopefully not coming to an iOS device near you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.